going? Back in the building, got my comrades with me. I don't know if you can see everybody. I know it's crazy on the Zoom app. Might be able to, I think from the viewer standpoint, I can see all three, but I think we might not see Randy because he's got his camera by, but Randy's in the building. Got Lauren. You want to say something to the people?
What's the deal? What's the deal? Welcome. Good evening.
Yeah. And I'm Corey Gilmore. Welcome to another episode of Unofficial Referees on Grid Sports Media. We'll go in on what's going on in sports and other things, man, and just have some fun, man. If you want some of our more, I guess, quote unquote, political content or more serious shit, man, go to Word on the Ave, man. We're dropping content on there also, man. But right now, man, I wanted to get into something, man. If y'all been watching ESPN, you've been seeing they got The Last Dance revisiting the championship, the classic championship, Chicago Bulls teams.
Shot time.
The second iteration, you know, they three-peated two times. The second time, you know, was basically, you know, Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, and the rest of the crew. And they've been, we did
part one and part two.
A review of part one and part two. We'll probably get some more, squeeze some more in later on. But conversations being brought up upon watching this, you know, of course, with everything that's going on, I'm not even gonna fuck with that, but I'm gonna tell you who's the main ones. I think y'all already know who the main ones who's bringing up this silly ass point in my view. Now y'all too may feel different. Me personally, I think it's a silly ass point. But now we're talking as if, you know, with the Jordan, Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman and whatnot, they say we're giving Michael Jordan too much credit.
Okay, here we go.
They say we're giving Michael Jordan too much credit, and there's no way he would have did it without a Scottie Pippen. And I say that, you know, you can say that with many players, but we're talking Scottie Pippen as in Scottie Pippen was that damn good. I've heard within the past 2 weeks multiple times that Scottie Pippen was a top two player within that era.
Okay.
And I personally think it's hogwash, but I want to ask y'all first before I give my take on it. I want to ask y'all, is Scottie Pippen with everything that's been going on with the documentary and the way it's been characterizing him and everything, is he overrated? Is he being overrated, or was Scottie Pippen that damn good? Was he a top two, or maybe where does he rank in y'all, and where is he at in y'all rankings of, you know, all the plethora of players from the 1990s
top
and whatnot.
50. Top, he in the 50. He's not
50.
He ain't crazy. Don't get me wrong. Now, he's coming from somebody who loves Chicago Bulls, you know what I'm saying? But, dog, you're good. You were great defensively. Great defensively. Don't get me wrong. You could score. But when Jordan left, you were allegedly close, but you couldn't pull through. So what does that say about him? But Lauren, go ahead.
Scotty. Wait. So you said he's in the top 50?
Yeah, he ain't a 50.
Damn, Randy. You talking about that era in the 1990s. You saying top in the 1990s alone.
Oh, in the 1990s alone? Oh, my bad.
In the 1990s, within that era.
20, 30, 20, 20.
Damn, 20. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Bad dudes. There was some bad dudes in the
game. There was some bad motherfuckers back then, man.
None of them niggas were slouches. My bad. None of those guys were slouches. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, yo, literally, do y'all research. None of these dudes in the back in the day were slouches, bro. Like, all these dudes were legit ball players. Like, legit. I understand Michael was that man, but there was some legit players before Michael and during Michael's run who Michael stifled them from getting any type of championships or any type of acknowledgement. But that's a completely different story.
Yeah. What you think, Lauren?
Top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10. Where? Okay, let's be specific. Where in the top 10? Is he in the top five? Is he in the bottom five? I put him in the bottom five of the top ten. Bottom five of the top ten.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can find this. I was going back and forth with everybody. So here's what we'll never know.
We'll never know what Jordan would have done without Scotty. We'll never know. Because Scotty was always there. We can say that when he sat out the first half of that last season, we could say that they started to pick up steam. Mm-hmm. But we don't know what Jordan would have done with no Scotty on the squad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say he's overrated. I'm not gonna say he was underrated. I feel like he was a top 10 player in the 90s when Jordan, you know, went to go play T-ball for a little bit. Scotty was within one shot of going to the finals without Jordan.
That's factual.
I think he was playing with Pete Myers, if I'm not mistaken.
There y'all go, man, with this revisionist. With this revisionist history, man. I know you were there, Lauren. You just might, you know, say that. You might have a little bit, you know what I'm saying, amnesia of what was going on.
You talking about the semifinals.
He didn't make the – if he would have won that game, he still would have had to go to Indiana.
Okay. Yeah. Nope, you're right. Yeah. You're 100%
right. I gotta be clear because a lot of those facts matter when we're making these assessments on players.
But here's the thing though. I take absolutely nothing away from Michael Jordan. But we don't know. We just don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can look at players like Barkley. You know what I'm saying? And we could say, okay, Barkley took his squad all the way to the Western Conference Final with him as the star. Now, of course, you know, they had players on the team, Kevin Johnson, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? When Houston won back-to-back when Jordan was gone. You know what I'm saying? They had some ball players on their squad. You know what I'm saying? So we'll never know, you know, what Jordan would have done without Scottie because there's not enough evidence to predict anything. You know what I'm saying? There's just absolutely no evidence there. I had to go and make sure
that I had it right. I'm going off.
You was right. When Allen Houston hit that shot. Yep.
It wasn't Allen Houston.
This was
Starks Ewing and all of them. Starks Ewing, Mace Oakley and all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, this was Allen Houston.
I'm getting old. I thought Houston made one.
That was 99.
I stand corrected. My bad.
Yeah. Seven games against the New York Knicks. They swept the Cavs that year, the first round, and then seven games against the. I think Brad Doherty was still playing with him that year.
I don't remember. So I'm interested to hear your take. I think you know, with every player comes growth. You know what I'm saying? With every player comes growth. But I think Scotty in his prime was balling. You know what I'm saying? Now he might have been more, I dare not say this, so I'm not going to say it. Very few players had the Jordan mentality. And then we transferred later to the Mamba mentality. Very few players had that. I don't think Scotty had that. No, I dare say he was more LeBron James than he was Michael Jordan.
If he would have had that, he wouldn't have had his wife. Never mind.
Don't go there. Oh, you throwing low blows, Randy. That's throwing low blows. That's cold blood.
I understand, you know, I understand we want to compare Scotty to Jordan because they played on the same team. You know what I'm saying? And we wanna say that, you know, Scotty should have picked up on some of that mentality, and I think he did. But there's only one Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? There's only one. But to take anything away from Scotty, I think is totally unfair. You know, that's like saying that when Durant went to the Warriors, Steph Curry didn't have a major contribution to the title.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Pippen had a major contribution to every title run. There's not one that you could say that he didn't have a major contribution when they got past Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had to step their game up. You know, so, and Scotty came to ball out. You know what I'm saying? When they finally
balled out that whole playoff.
When they was able to get over that hurdle, Scotty balled out. You know what I'm saying? So I have to say top 10. I mean, you could throw some players out there. You could say Elijah Wan. You know what I'm saying? Was better. You could say Barkley. Barkley was better. You know what I'm saying? So you could throw some players out there. That's why I said I put him on the bottom half of the top 10. But I think he was the top 10 in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Was he the second best player in the league? No, that would be in the words of the great Stephen A. Smith, that would be egregious.
Egregious.
You know what I'm saying? That would be egregious to say that he was the second best player next to Michael Jordan in the 90s. But I will say that he was a top 10 player in the 90s. So, hell, he balled when he left Chicago and went to Houston.
So I think y'all already know. I think y'all already know the group, the militia that's making these statements, these top two and top five statements. I think y'all already know who these people are, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you already say LeBron fans?
The LeBron James
train. I knew he was going to go there.
The LeBron James train. These people been playing too much. These people been playing too much 2K, watching YouTube clips, something, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what. I don't know what they've been drinking, man. But, you know, cool, I watched that shit, man. I've been following I followed the Bulls. You know, I didn't see the whole thing, but I've been watching the NBA since 94, man. And then on top of that, man, I was, you know, always watching Chicago Bulls videos from then and now. And, I've been deep watching this shit. I've always been a sports fan.
I'm gonna say this, and then I'll let you have your take.
Yeah.
No Scotty, no titles.
Could you substitute? Nope. Well, but see, this is the thing, because we putting it up. Could you have substituted? Is Scottie Pippen replaceable? Could Jordan have brought somebody else up? Because I mean,
like who? Give me a player.
What other player would have took on the other team's best player?
Talking about guarding?
Yeah. Because Scotty was a man on D.
But doesn't having Jordan allow Scotty to do things like that? Because you can say that about anybody, and I'm not going to diminish. Scottie Pippen was a hell of a player.
Yes, if you give him
top 10, I'll put him at number 10 at the very highest. I'll put him at number 10, and that's still saying a lot for that era. Scottie Pippen was a hell of a player, but the argument See, this argument comes up when you're trying to put him on. You're talking about like Dwayne Wade, and you know how LeBron fans do. And we forget Dwayne Wade was the number two player in the league at his time. Can we honestly say that? Dwayne Wade was number two in the league behind LeBron James the at Flash, the time. LeBron and Dwayne linked up. And all together with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and everybody. I think that's possibly what Chris Bosh was top 15, if not top 10 at that time.
Because he was a monster in Toronto.
Exactly. He was a monster. But, you know, people try to play Chris Bosh. And, you know, I'm gonna try to steer away from LeBron. Let's talk about Scottie, though. Let's talk about Scottie. Scottie was a hell of a player. Offensive, defensive talent. Is that Chris? Man, I think somebody commenting. That show is, man. That's my brother Chris, man. I knew he's gonna be the first one on this shit, man. He's one of the leaders of the LeBron train, man. He's one of the leaders of the LeBron train, man. So he's gonna be on it. See, and they say the same thing. No Scotty, no titles, but
yeah, it's the truth.
But you gotta look at who would it always be? Name one person that has won a title by themselves. You got to think about when the Pistons. The Pistons had four Hall of Famers. I heard somebody say something ridiculous the other day. They said Jordan ain't nothing. They got knocked out the playoffs by Bill Laimbeer. Come on, y'all. Bill Laimbeer. That's like saying LeBron, let's say LeBron got beat by Kevon Looney or something. Like, come on, you're just gonna ignore. You know what I'm saying? You're just gonna ignore all the other players. They have four Hall of Famers. Keep in mind, we all know how damn good Dennis Rodman is. If you ask me, Dennis Rodman might have been in those final 3 years. Just in those final 3 years, I'm not gonna say total. Dennis Rodman might have been more important than Scottie Pippen.
Defensively, yes. Getting the rebounds, blocking
the
shots. He
was that damn good defensively.
I'm glad he's getting his shine, but yeah, he was that them last 3 years, he was that man.
You say wild, no, Lord.
Wild haircuts and all.
You say still no, Lord.
They won three with Horace.
Huh?
That's true.
They won three with Horace.
With Horace Grant. I give you that. They had BJ Armstrong also, though.
Mm-hmm. Babyface BJ. You got it.
BJ Armstrong.
So, BJ, you know, replaced JP.
Nobody does it on their own. Kobe.
No. But see, that's the thing, though. If Scottie can't get no credit, then why are we giving Jordan out of credit?
Why are we giving? Because
Jordan was the best player, man. You're going to get credit when you're the best player. You're not going to start having that argument when you're talking about the L.A. Lakers. And let's not even do Kobe and Shaq. Let's go to the final two championships when you start talking about Kobe and who was the second best player on those teams.
Paul
Gasol. So you're not going to do the same thing. You're not going to start saying, well, Paul, you know, no Paul, no championships. It's like you could have. Hold on, man. You ain't gonna do Kobe. All you had to do was put top talent. Pippen was a top talent. Powell was a top talent of his time. You know what I'm saying? Powell wasn't top five. He may not even have been. He might have been ranked at the same level as. He's not as good as Scottie Pippen. I'll say that much. Powell Gasol isn't better than Scottie Pippen. But when you add players and pieces like that to superstar talent of that level, like a Kobe Bryant, Scottie Pippen, or whatnot. Even, you know what I'm saying? You know, I talk about LeBron. LeBron's one of the, one of the greatest, man. You talk about adding, you know, a Kyrie Irving, you know, Kevin Love, you know what I'm saying, to a team like that. And then when you're talking about putting Dwayne Wade pairing it up with that, I mean, you're guaranteed championships. Now, they should have had four championships, but like I said, there was injuries and all type of different stuff, and Popovich changed the trajectory of the NBA with the game plan he came for the Heat and LeBron that final.
Does Jordan win the title without Scottie?
if you get somebody else in there. I'm pretty sure they would have found somebody else. They would have got think all the talent, man. Think all the talent. If you put Mitch Richmond on the squad with Jordan, man. Put Mitch Richmond on the squad with Jordan. Put Chris, give him Chris Mullin. You don't think Jordan will win a title with Chris Mullin? You don't think Jordan will win a title with Chris Mullin, man?
I'm a Run TMC fan, but I don't think he would have won a title with Chris Mullin. I'm sorry.
I'll give you that. It's not that cut and dry, but I mean, and think about somebody like a Gary Payton. What about Gary Payton?
Give me your nine players over Scotty. You said Scotty was
nine players over Scotty. I'll give you nine players over Scotty right now. And I had it down. Okay, so Jordan, of course.
Got Jordan.
You. Barkley.
Got you.
Okay.
Patrick Ewing. Kind of quiet on that one. I like that though, because I had to think about that. I had to do the same thing with you, and also David Robinson,
the Admiral.
Come on, man.
Better than Scotty.
Come on, man. This David better Robinson. David Robinson put up some numbers.
He was a winner. I let you have that one. Go ahead.
He was a winner, and the boy dropped 70 points, 71 in a game.
I'll let you have it.
Gary Payton again. What about Gary Payton? This is one that they brought up. They said Payton's not better than Pippen. But keep in mind, Gary Payton made the defensive team nine times.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the notion that he plays stellar defense. I don't know if he gives enough offense. That would be my
drama. Gary Payton gave you about 19 a game. That's not too far from what Pippen was doing. Pippen's highest average was 22, and that was the year Jordan was gone.
Yeah.
That was the year Jordan was gone.
Okay.
Karl Malone.
I give you that one.
Karl Malone. Reggie Miller. Huh? Reggie Miller.
He about to get his cognac and his cigar.
Reggie's a slick one. Reggie's a slick one.
Nah,
no Reggie. I'll give you that one. Grant Hill.
Who?
Grant Hill. In the 90s. Grant Hill in the 90s. Remember, Grant Hill was a point forward also. Yep.
I give you Grant.
You give you about the same as what, 23 a game, 22 a game?
I give you Grant here.
You can kind of, you may be able to go, you know, back and forth. But keep in mind, another thing I want people to, because a lot of people say, well, Michael Jordan doesn't make anybody better. But who did Scotty give credit to?
Oh, I disagree with that whole.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, here's where basketball becomes, and in really any sport, this is when you start to include the organization, because I do not believe that the Collins or any of those other coaches would have been able to get Michael to do what Phil got Michael to do.
That's factual.
I don't believe that. Now you could say some other coaches in history, yeah, but of all those Chicago Bulls coaches that he had before, Phil Jackson, none of those would have been able to get Jordan to do what Phil got Jordan to do. And I think that Phil got Jordan to.
You see Mark? You see Mark in there?
What'd he say?
Mark said GP is not better than Pippen. Quit smoking that Texas stuff.
I think that Phil had a lot to do with the team unity and team continuity, understanding the players. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta understand as a coach that you have to get your superstar to buy in to lift up everybody else. You have to do that. Like, if you don't do anything else, you have to do that one thing. You know what I'm saying? So
Kobe did the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. With Paul Gasol. As a matter of fact, I believe it was Paul Gasol that did an interview and was like, when I got signed by the Lakers at 11:30, I got a call from Kobe at 2:30. Time about, yeah, welcome to the team. 2:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? So, but no, I definitely think Jordan made Scotty better because Jordan was sick of losing. You know what I'm saying? And so it was either ask the organization to give me some different players or somebody got to help me with what I got.
I'm gonna give everybody the Scotty Pippen. I hate to do my boy Scotty likes because Scotty was a bad motherfucker. I'll give you top 10. Let's finish it out. Shaquille O'Neal, he wasn't better than Shaq.
I give Shaq.
Huh? Oh yeah. Ain't no now, give me now, Shaq. He ain't fucking with Shaq.
Now you talk about, and this is where team sports become extremely important, because I wonder if Jordan would have got Kobe, if Jordan would have got Shaq to do it. Would Shaq have bought in? Because, I mean, Kobe had his struggles. You know what I'm saying? Shaq could tell you, yeah, man, if I would have worked a little bit harder, man, we would have won seven titles.
He said that verbatim.
You know, does Shaq in the 90s, hell, does Shaq period, you know what I'm saying? Does he have the mental fortitude to go toe to toe with Jordan?
I mean,
he has the physical attributes, but does he have the mental attributes?
You're right. You got a point.
But Shaq wouldn't. You can't blame those losses on Shaq. I mean, Shaq was the only player that beat Jordan in the 90s. That was Jordan's worst year. You know what I'm saying? He averaged 26 a game. He was only there for like 17 games, but I think it was his lowest shooting percentage. He averaged close to 50% for a career. He only shot 42% that year. You know what I'm saying? So that shows you how having that much time off can get a person rusty. What was you about to say?
Who the hell else you got on this goddamn list?
Oh, who the hell else I got?
He's like, say less, I got you.
Oh, okay. After O'Neal, Weber. Chris Weber. What about Chris Weber, man? Chris Webb, though. Hey, don't sleep on Webb. Don't sleep on Sweet Webb. You remember those bullets with him and Juwan Howard, man. Man, you freeze over there, man. That's
so childish, dog.
No C Webb. Okay.
Hell no.
Alonzo Mourning.
Man. Where did you get this list from?
Huh? This is my list. Alonzo Mourning wasn't a bad motherfucker. If Jordan wouldn't have had Alonzo Mourning on the squad, you telling me he couldn't win a championship? Michael Jordan and Alonzo Mourning on the same squad, you telling me no ring? They couldn't have got no ring.
He ain't better than Scotty. That's all I'm saying.
It's hard to tell that, man. I just want to. Can Jordan win a championship with Alonzo Mourning, though? In the 90s. Think about Zoe and Charlotte. Think about Zoe and, you know what I'm saying, early in Miami before he started having the.
So here's where the argument gets super duper interesting, okay? Here's where everything gets super duper interesting when you start to try to put other players in Scotty's place. Is Scotty was outstanding at perimeter defense. So he was slowing down your ability to get into your offense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was slowing your ability to get into your offense. So that's the question that I would have. Is,
can you see that?
Nah,
it's hard to see, man. It's too far away. Let me see if I can.
Is that that's the flu game? I see that shit. That's the flu game. You, man, put that shit back down. I know what the fuck that is. That's the flu game.
That's
didn't Mike have to save them? Mike was about to damn near kill over. It look at Scotty ass carrying him. Mike about to kill over. Mike the one with the flu and having to drop 40 up. To save these cats' ass, huh?
Hey, man. Hey, Corey. If you was having a bad motherfucking day, and everybody was like, "God damn, man, Corey look like shit. Corey looks like shit."
Uh-huh.
Brother, I'm gonna pick you up. I'm gonna carry your ass over the bench. I'm gonna carry your ass over to the bench, man. That's a good teammate right there, man. Good teammate, Scotty.
Say I'm the one sitting up there killing over, throwing up, dying and everything. And I'm the one that still got to carry the load.
If Jordan
I'm looking at y'all like, damn, you got to help me? Y'all going to help me? And then all of a sudden, we win. The game's won, and here you are carrying me. Like, man, watch out. Watch out, man. Jordan ain't had a flu. You should have had me 40 minutes ago.
Jordan ain't had no motherfucking flu, man. Jordan was out the night before drinking and was throwing up from the goddamn alcohol.
Allegedly.
The fuck out of here with that shit.
You can see that in his eyes, huh, on this documentary.
Right. You see that cognac is hitting.
You see that cognac, boy. That hen dog, boy. That's his eyes, man.
I've never believed the flu story, ever.
Yeah.
Never believed it. Never believed it.
It's just Pippen. You made a good point. It's Pippen. Pippen used to disappear a lot. I won't say. I'm not gonna say LeBron. LeBron has great moments. Pippen has great moments. But like you said, he's more in the vein of a LeBron as far as when you talk about killer instinct or whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did disappear a lot. Yeah, you got that. Got the in the finals when Jordan was the semifinals when Jordan was gone, when he pouted because he wasn't getting that final shot and it was being drawn up for Tony Kukoc and he refused to go back in and Tony turned around and hit the damn shot anyway. You see how the Bulls were succeeding in 98. You're starting to see how they were succeeding because Jordan put that foot in Rodman's ass and they were starting to be successful. And then, you know, Pippen just added to it, but you saw the success because of everything that Dennis Rodman was making happen. You know what I mean? Making happen on the, you know, defensive rebound, just the hustle. Like, man, it was just Rodman, you what he did on that side of the ball, man, just can't be understated. He may be like the greatest ever, man. Maybe the greatest ever when it comes to, you know, like defensively.
Defensively.
Yeah, defensively. So, yeah, man, this is you starting to hear, man, Pippen number two. It's like, look at all these guys I just named, the Shaq, the Shaqs, the Elijah one. What about Drexler? What about Clyde the Glide? Pippen's better than Clyde the Glide? Nah, man.
He had a better all-around game, man. Tell me when you saw Clyde Drexler play some goddamn defense.
Okay, man. Okay.
I mean, but that was you got to understand, man. Like, what separated Scotty was that Scotty was what these modern day players are now. Back in the 90s, where he could guard you out on the perimeter,
yeah.
Like that's what made him such an anomaly at that time. You know what I'm saying? Now he would just fall in line. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like a Kawhi Leonard at his time, too. And you can't take away what Scotty did offensively either. You know what I'm saying?
But where he made his claim was his ability to play perimeter defense.
Yeah. You're making a good point. Okay. I wanted to revisit this. I wanted to make sure that we ain't ranking him too high or maybe even I'm ranking him too low, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
I do remember, but like I said, you got to remember where I came in, where I started watching basketball. Now, Scottie Pippen was a hell of a player. They went 72-10 and 69-13 the following season. for a damn reason. But like I said, I did see Scotty disappear more times, disappear in big games more times than not. He definitely disappeared in that Utah in 98, the Utah series in 98, but that's further on down the career. And at least he didn't disappear against Jason Kidd and the Dallas Mavericks in his at least he didn't disappear Jason Kidd and the Dallas Mavericks in his damn prime with the second best player on the squad. So
shout out to Dirk Nowitzki. Shout out to Dirk Nowitzki. You know what I'm saying?
So we're gonna so let's sum this argument up though. So does everybody put Scotty in the top 10?
I'll put him in the top 10. Scotty's top 10. If anything, I'll go ahead and say he's about, let's see, Jordan Barkley, Ewan Robinson, Elijah Wan,
and then
Malone,
and then Scotty comes right behind
O'Neal and eight. So yeah, he's top 10. He's in
okay,
that bottom,
okay. We'll give him eight. You can get Weber's ass out of there. you can get Reggie Miller's ass out of there.
Yeah, I'll get
Reggie
out of there.
Yeah, omit them. GP. I think GP would be GP would be behind him too.
Yeah, and even with Scotty, the year that Scotty was leading the Bulls, man, he was eighth in scoring too. He was eighth in scoring in the league, so. I think that's about a perfect spot for him. So yeah, number eight in the league, and that makes for a hell of a dynamic duo, if you ask me. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Yep. But number one and number eight in the league. So he was definitely one of the 50 greatest players. He definitely deserved to be on.
With the best rebounder ever to play.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Rodman?
Yeah.
I could hear the way it was coming off the rim, and I knew where it was going.
Yep.
That's crazy.
The trajectory, man.
That's crazy.
He had it down to an art, man. He had it down into an art, and that's why those Detroit teams were so great. Dennis Rodman was on those teams, too. Mm-hmm. You put Dennis Rodman with the defense and offensive Joe Dumars. What's the name? Adrian Dantley before, and then they made that trade for
I don't think he was.
Went with the championship, but they still had some guys, and they went and grabbed Mark Aguirre, which was a baller. He made that Vinny big shot.
Johnson.
Yeah, Vinny Johnson made that. Johnson's the one that made the big shot. I was gonna say Aguirre, but Johnson's the one that made the big shot against Portland.
Because Vinny Johnson was. He was one of the first ones. Good night, my man. He was one of the first ones to be that sixth man coming off the bench.
Yeah.
He was one of the first ones to be that sixth man coming off the bench.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. They had a team, so they get stacked teams. Nobody does it alone, man. But yeah, I had to ask the question, man. I'll go ahead and give Scotty his props, but he's definitely not number two, and he's
definitely not
number
two.
And he's not the Dwayne Wade for you, LeBron, because this is mainly made at y'all, because y'all the ones who want to bring up Scotty and all these other people in these arguments. He was definitely not on the Dwayne Wade level. So, shout out to JJ Barea, Tyson Chandler, Jason Kidd, Dirk Nowitzki, and the rest of them.
You said Scotty was not on Dwayne Wade's level?
No, Dwayne, as far as where he was at in that time.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
As far as where he was at the time, and even offensively, hell no. Dwayne Wade was, like I said, the number two player in the league. Scotty's not on D Wade's level offensively, man. Scotty's not on D Wade's level offensively. He's not.
I had to think about it, and I still have to think about it. I can't comment right now.
He's not on D-Wade's level offensively, man. I ain't got nothing else, man. Y'all got anything y'all want to add to this, man, before we roll out?
I'm excited for Sunday, man. I ain't never been excited for shit on Sundays. Since I don't go to church, ain't never been excited for shit on Sundays, but at 8 o'clock, boy, I got my popcorn. I'm ready to watch, man. I ain't learned shit. I ain't learned it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say I haven't learned anything, but I haven't. You know what I'm saying? It's still, you know what I'm saying, just to relive and rehash just the dominance, you know what I'm saying, of that team. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, I remember Judd Bushler taking key shots. Judd Bushler. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. About people.
Randy Brown.
Yeah. Everybody think it was Jordan saying, what time is it? That was Randy Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man, you know, cool coach. You know, cool coach is that guy, man.
Are they going to talk about Tony on there, man?
They only got 10 episodes, man. They spent too much goddamn time talking about Michael Jordan.
Man. I bet they're going to bring up Tony, man. Hopefully they bring up, you know, what Jordan and Pippen did to Tony at the Olympics, man.
Man, goddamn Charles Oakley didn't got more TV time than Tony Kukoc from the Tennessee. Yeah, man, but I'm tuned in. I'm loving it, man. You know what I'm saying? I may have to one of these episodes, I think I'm just gonna do a watch party. You know what I'm saying? We can all watch an hour together and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Hop on Bleacher Report. I think Bleacher Report be having a little live thing too, you know what I'm saying? Scottie's that guy, Jordan is better. You know what I'm saying? I would have loved to see Jordan without Scottie. I'm not even gonna front. I would have loved to see Jordan without Scottie. You know what I'm saying? Not because I don't think he's capable. He was more than capable. Just to see what more he would do. What more Jordan would do without Scottie. You know what I'm saying? Because
Scottie was basically non-existent that 98, man. I remember that one. He was basically
non-existent. I don't think that's what they were saying on the documentary.
Against Utah, he was non-existent.
Oh yeah. I give you that.
Yeah, he was non-existent, man. Scottie, you got anything, Randy?
Nah, I ain't got nothing. Except for never mind. No, we are pretty much already talking about it. But yeah,
what
were
you about to say?
He about to talk about Pippen's wife. You know how he thought.
Hey, man, come on.
You know how Pippen Reggie is.
I already took one shot at the wife, him and his wife. Slow I'm not coming, taking man. Another shot at I'm not going that their future. No pun intended. But no, I was just going to talk about the LeBron fans, but you know what I'm saying? We already pretty much broke that down. So there's no need to really talk about them guys no more.
So I'll give everybody LeBron fans some ammo when it comes to this Jordan. Jordan never got over 500 without Scottie Pippen.
He what?
Jordan never went over 500 without Scottie Pippen. His first 3 years. The 38, 44, 30 and 52, and 40 and 42.
When everybody in the hotel smoking crack, man.
He didn't have much to work with.
Orlando Woolridge.
What was the white guy's name? Corazine and all of those. Cool. He didn't have much to work with. But like I said, that's just some ammo if they won. He lost in the first round. They made the playoffs each year, but it was easier to make the playoffs. I mean, look, they made the playoffs at 30 and 52. That was the year Jordan missed 64 games and came and hit 60.
Don't that tell you how terrible the East has been for a long time?
Man, for real. They bossed up in the 90s, though. They bossed up in the 90s, but they turned to shit in the 2000s again. Oh man, that's all, man. I wanted to have some fun with this, man. We'll drop some more shit and we'll do we'll do some retrospective reviews and whatnot on more episodes of The Last Dance. And we'll, man, if y'all got anything, any questions or Anything y'all want us to discuss, man, and have some fun with, man, shoot it over to us, man. We'll discuss it, man. We're having fun, man.
Yeah, shout out to the Lakers for giving that goddamn money back. I don't know how the fuck they got it in the first place.
I know.
But thanks for being a good Samaritan and giving that shit back.
Yeah, I don't know why they even put in for it to begin with.
Hey, that's how the rich stay rich, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'm gonna get my money.
Man,
necessary.
plenty of businesses could use that money, man.
Who they have in their administrative office talking about, man? That we need some stimulus money, man.
the Lakers of all, and the Lakers of all franchises also.
Right. Terrible.
I can understand. We're probably talking about the
Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, Sacramento Kings or somebody like
the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, Phoenix Suns. them specifically.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, appreciate y'all. Appreciate everybody, man. Tuning in, man, and we can get the comments, man. Have fun. We'll be back later, man. Until then, peace. We're not live anymore.
All right.
I'll